listening to a podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants with hosts Willie Dills, Chad King, and Ben Lee.
Let's go, Giants! SF Giants! Let's go, Giants! SF Giants!
Dedicated to the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, the San Francisco Giants, this is Torture Cast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Torture Cast Giants Pod, Two Guys, a Glove, and a Coke Bottle crossover episode live from the public house.
Hooray!
My name is Willie Dills, and I'm joined by a table of hooligans. We're going to talk about the Giants today. We're going to do a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to drink on air, live to hard drive today. So, yeah, there you go. Yeah. That was nice, right in the microphone.
Here we go.
So, yeah, my name is Willie Dills, and of course, I'm joined by my normal Torture Cast cohorts. I got Ben Lee to my right. Say
hello. Howdy, howdy. We're having a friggin' season preview at the ballpark. How awesome is that?
I think we should try to see if we can break onto the field after this.
It can't be hard.
Through that door. And then
I brought my glove.
Yeah.
I would say I'm as likely to get to first base as anybody on this team right now. So I'm
yeah, that's true. Chad King is, of course, across the table. Say hello.
I'm connected to the same Wi-Fi as Brian Wilson uses after games, so I'm excited.
Really? Are you also looking at the same pornography that Brian looks at?
I saw where that was going right away.
Door open.
fear the merkin.
And, of course, we're also joined by Danny and Thomas. Guys, introduce yourselves.
I'm Danny. That's Thomas.
Hey.
I'm Thomas from GiantsPod.net.
Yeah, I think we can call this one, what, five guys, some fries, and...
and I'd like to point out the torture guy is cross-dressed for the crossover episode.
That's true. Yeah. I got a lovely blush on, a lovely shade of red.
Ben shaved.
I shaved and I wore my orange blouse.
You were bearded
you
not that long ago.
I was.
Why did you do this before the season started? Why would you...
Well, because I have to start fresh. You can't go into the season with a playoff beard.
I guess that's true.
It's like
it has to be organic.
That's hubris. Yeah. It's like being a Yankees fan or something.
Yeah. And then, of course, we also have Michael from the Grubby Glove is here. Michael, say hello.
Hey, hi, everybody. Happy to be here.
He's also hanging out with us, taking some pictures. He'll be posting those as well. And then KNBR's own Samantha Lamb.
Oh, I'm here.
She is here.
I was surprised that I'm here.
She's not sure. She's not sure if she wants to be on the show, but we're going to force her anyway.
Didn't realize she was here, and here she is.
And then, yeah.
No side
and then Danny just discovered that she works. Yes, she does.
Danny actually will take any opportunity for an in.
Yeah.
He always
He's like, wait, so press box? Who made this happen?
Please.
We're basically just hanging out here. We're going to talk about the upcoming 2012 Giants team, the season. We're going to make some predictions. We're probably just going to just descend into chaos at some point, I'm sure, but we'll see what we can do.
I'm very confident and excited, and I'd love to talk about the Washington Nationals.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the heat in seven.
Yes. I predict Ohio State. No, wait a minute.
Oh, hey, I just won some money.
That's right. How much? Wait, so was this between you guys?
Between us.
I give him Vegas odds because I figure he's stupid enough. He can't beat Vegas.
Did you have a caveat that if the guy from Ohio State is stupid enough to not know the rule about jumping in after shooting a free throw, that the bet's off?
No.
That guy was an idiot. What the hell was that? Me and Chad were talking about it.
I made two bets.
Okay.
One was I bet on Louisville at 4-1 odds. And they tied it, so you know it looked possible, but it didn't end up happening. And then,
Danny likes underdogs. Danny likes underdogs.
Kansas.
Which is why he's an A's fan.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa. Wait, is this true?
I won $3.
Is this an exclusive right here?
No, we talk
he's
about
actually
this
an A's fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Clearly, you don't listen to our podcast.
Oh. Yeah. I stopped listening after episode 40 or so.
And so did everybody who tuned into this so far.
So let's talk about the team. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I'm excited about this team this year. Not necessarily offensively, but excited about the potential.
Play some great
yeah.
You know, that's like talking about a girl. She's a good personality.
Yeah.
You know?
She's funny.
She'll
yeah.
do.
Yeah, she's funny.
Really funny.
Defensively, she's great.
Defensively,
so you just described the San Francisco Giants as a butterface.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
nice defense, but
the O not so good. But so I don't know, why don't we just start off? Let's just predict where we think this team will finish. Before we get too deep into like the actual, they'll finish in San Francisco. You don't think they'll finish? Okay.
A couple of years ago, that.
How many wins though? Do you guys have a number of wins that you think this team could reach? Ben, what do you think?
I know Chad was setting an over under.
Yeah. Oh, so are you? I have a few over unders right now. So I put the over under at 92.5. That's why there's no pushes here. There's no pushes.
Way under. Okay.
Well, yeah, you
way
can't.
Under.
No, yeah. I'll take the under.
If any team is going to find a way to get a half a win, it's going to be us.
Is anybody taking the over? Anybody?
No.
At this table.
A little high.
Yeah, you did.
There was some optimism.
Vegas is 86.5, I think.
Really?
Yeah, 86. Yeah. Well, they were 86 last year, right?
I think it's actually going to be around 89. I think they're getting close to 90.
Between 89 and 90.
Yeah, but I do think that'll be enough. With there's the no extra playoff
89
team.
And a half.
Yeah. 8.5, exactly.
It's gonna be the only game that ends in a tie all season.
With the extra playoff team, that I think that'll be good enough. I think the Giants will be in the playoffs this year. Then anything can happen. We talk about this on the show all the time.
Is the playoffs the wild card play-in game? Does that count as the playoffs?
Yes. It does. Yes. Yeah, it has to.
It's like the NCAA tournament. I don't count
post-season.
The play-in games.
Yeah, that extra team, the 65th
Northwest,
team.
South State. I don't root for that team.
But no, the problem is, we used to have the one-game playoff. It would happen naturally when two teams would tie, and all of a sudden.
Playoffs.
Well, I mean, they're annoying.
It's annoying in baseball. It really doesn't make sense.
But now it's
also mandatory. We should have a three-inning playoff.
Let's just why a whole game? It's let's have a little league seven inning
contest. Let's get
have it at Petco.
Solo home runs. Will
I think
be okay.
I think little league style seven innings really with the mercy rule. Let's just
mercy
go ahead.
Rule,
yeah.
So
I think T-ball. We should T-ball.
It has to be five guys,
but
four
mercy
girls.
Rules. Mercy rules will never take place in a Giants game because
that's
gonna,
true.
Because
it's always going to be 2-1, 1-0. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When's the have the Giants lost by 10 in? It's been
I'm
forever.
Sure Zeno pitched once or twice.
Oh, that's true. Wait a minute. Yeah. Every fifth day.
Jonathan Sanchez, it was around at one point.
Yeah, every fifth day. So everyone's taking the under, huh?
Okay.
All right. Does anybody have a different number than about 89?
I'm under
thinking?
On Chad.
Well,
yeah?
What are you thinking?
Like
85?
I think will I even last the season?
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's try a new number. Over-under is 87.5.
Okay. Well, I'll take the over.
I'll take the over on 87.
Over, under.
Under.
I'll take the over.
I'll take the over.
Sammy?
Over.
All right.
Okay, Todd's in. She's over this podcast.
Yeah. Done.
Thomas Todd with the sole pessimist among us.
Realist, I want to say.
Realist. There you go.
Real handsomest.
His glass of beer is half there.
Now.
My third glass of beer is half there.
That's true. We have a full pitcher that just got here. And then at some point, we're going to have to order some more, right?
Oh, come on, Thomas.
Oh, no.
Thomas is now drinking directly out of the pitcher. We're still
over.
in the spring training phase for baseball, but clearly this group here is in mid-season form. we're ready to
liver
go.
Liver is a top-notch performance right now.
Yeah. No, it's your
can we do some analysis, please? I want to do some analysis.
All right. Go ahead and analyze whatever
paralysis.
You like.
Why is Brett Pill? Why is he?
Why okay, does wait. He exist? What is the question?
Brett Pill now, please.
Brett okay, here's is another because. Question. Here's another question. Does anyone honestly believe Brett Pill's not going to make the roster?
No, I think.
I think for 2 weeks he's going
to
make the roster.
I think he has to for now. Yeah.
I think he makes it until the DL guys
exactly.
start coming back.
Four guys on the DL right now. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think
the
that
Giants need as many first basemen as we can get our hands on.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Look.
It takes a special athlete.
I think
to
what
play
we should do
base.
Is surround first base with players.
Yeah.
But let's just get rid of the outfield. We don't
like
need those guys.
It's like the ultimate form of indecision. It's like Bochy is just like, can I start three guys at first base and nobody in the outfield?
Yes.
Because I think that'll go
as long as they all sit down. As long as they don't stand up.
Yeah, when are we ever going to see another situation like that where the pitcher will call in the outfield and tell them all to sit down around the mound?
What?
Who was that? Who did that?
Was it
Satchel Paige or somebody like that?
See,
these are like the classic
you're
stories.
Older than we are.
Yeah, yeah, clearly.
Clearly a lot
I remember Satchel Paige.
What was Jackie Robinson like?
Well, he was a great guy. Oh, here we go.
Throwing something.
We got it all, guys.
Question.
Too late.
Which pitcher was it who called the outfield in to sit around the mound?
I'm so confident I'm going to strike this guy out.
That was
Satchel Paige?
And it was, the hitter was
Babe Ruth.
The great catcher, the great Negro League catcher.
No.
He would say something like that.
The guy who actually probably should be the home run king.
Yeah.
Josh Gibson.
Josh Gibson.
Yeah. Wow. And he said, yeah, he said, we don't need you guys out there. I got this or whatever, right,
yeah,
basically.
In order to get the opportunity to strike him out.
Yeah.
This segment in This Week in Oldness brought to you by Depends.
This week in a long-ass time ago. all right, well, let's analyze stuff. What do you – okay, so second base. Let's talk about second base. We talked about first base.
Yeah. You mean Manny base?
Don't, please, Emmanuel.
Oh, Emmanuel.
Yeah. His mother listens to this podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to make his mother very proud right now, I think, and I'm going to say I think he has to be the starting second baseman right now.
I don't know that we have another choice.
Why?
I think he has to be.
Because
he's playing
back. Do
you think Terrio is better right now than Emmanuel Burris?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I disagree.
Spring training numbers are not gospel.
Well, spring training numbers, yeah. We don't take those fully into account. But I think what he brings to the table is the speed factor, which is that, like, I don't think they're going to be that different as far as hitting.
To use speed, you have to get on base.
That's
Terrio
true.
Gets on base better than Emmanuel
That's
Burris.
True, yeah.
I agree with having Manny Burris on the 25-man roster.
But you don't think he's a starting
for one reason,
baseman.
And that's because if they send him down, they lose him. And
right.
They're not going to lose him. They're
yeah.
not going to risk that after this spring training, as stupid as that is.
Danny, what's with the real analysis? What are you doing right now? You got your gestures going.
We need to pour Danny
serious
some beer.
Face
I am
here.
Pointing my fingers.
You, sir.
No, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah,
I think...
Because if he stinks in, like, the first 3 weeks, they can send him down and nobody will care. That nobody will say, but what could have happened?
Yeah.
If they send him down now, then everyone's going to say, like, well, not everybody.
And he ends up on the Brewers.
Like, yeah. Then, I mean, people are going to say, well, what if he could have, you know, what if he had turned that corner?
Yeah. See, I feel, to me, personally, I don't think we got Terrio to be a starting second baseman for us. I just feel like he's a utility guy for us. He's just going to, like, get plugged in wherever. I don't think we picked him up with the intention that he's going to start. And I think Burris has been around for a long time, and he's young. And I'd love to see what he can do. And if
Burris
he can do it.
Not that young.
Well,
no, Ben and I talked about this a couple episodes ago. And yeah, Burris, it's...
He's been with the team for, what, six
is that
years
like
now?
6 months ago? How many
Something
times
like
do you guys record?
Well, yeah. Once a week. We're trying here. But no, I am not a full Burris believer. I do think he's worthy of being on the 25-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a little bit skeptical of, you know, his history, basically. There's nothing that tells me, other than his spring training statistics, which, again, we can throw out the window, that indicate to me that he's going to be any different than he was in the past. You know, 240 hitter, that kind of thing. I mean, Terrio last year hit 271, and he was a starting second baseman in Game 7
for
of the
World Series champions.
So, I mean, he's got
True.
The experience there. I know he's not fast and all that, but he's going to have a solid stick out there. I don't know if he's a clear-cut choice over Burris. I think Burris is going to be just fine. But like you said, you know, Burris needs to get on base in order to actually steal
speed.
The bases.
Yeah,
but
no,
also,
it's not.
He doesn't,
be
he doesn't use
issue.
His speed on defense either.
Yeah.
Well, first
defense
of all,
second base is paltry.
First of all, I think that playoff experience is like one of the most overrated things people cite. I mean,
he was on a 25-man roster.
Another guy who's been to playoffs like so many times the last several years, Orlando Cabrera.
Yeah, I was just going to say Orlando
he
Cabrera.
He was terrible. It
we brought
matter.
Him in like, oh, we got this guy with all
you're
the playoff experience.
He's going to earn the ring for us.
I mean, Orlando Cabrera is Keanu Reeves. You know, he's not very good, but he picks good movies.
He's
good. You know,
like, yeah, yeah.
That was the thing, though. You remember for a while, everybody who would ever want to try and make it to the postseason would go, ooh,
yeah.
Let's trade for Orlando Cabrera.
Somebody published a blog. It was like a pamphlet. So your team has just acquired Orlando Cabrera.
Yeah. Start selling playoff tickets now.
So you've just caught herpes.
Material.
And then we broke the streak, unfortunately.
Well,
sorry, Orlando.
I mean, okay, 2010. Name for me the players on the team who had playoff experience.
Jim Lindsay. Rowan.
No, wait.
Aaron Rowan. Who no longer has a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat
Kicked
Burrell,
him to the curb.
Who is broken.
Pat Burrell.
Being handsome somewhere else.
Yeah. That's true. Actually, he's
here,
been,
by the way,
he's
yeah.
being handsome with us. Edgar
Renteria.
He's been handsome.
Edgar Renteria.
He's been handsome in the front office.
Actually,
yeah.
He might have just been here because all the girls just left. Or they saw us. I don't know.
Yeah. Well clearly Renteria's playoff experience didn't
he's,
come
he
in
has
handy.
He's a World Series MVP.
Yeah.
Why isn't he an All-Star?
He's got doesn't he have two? Didn't he get the MVP? MVP for winning it for the Marlins?
Won it in 97. Yeah, that's a different
essentially single-handedly.
But here's the whole failure by the Giants organization in the offseason. They acquired no starting middle infield talent.
True.
Sure, we put some pieces together. Ryan Thurio, fine. They put their faith in Brandon Crawford. They acquired no starting middle
but
of field talent.
If you look
they
at it, what they did.
That Freddie Sanchez was
exactly.
going to be healthy. And he's not healthy.
By the way, this is the first time in the second baseman discussion that Freddie Sanchez's name has been brought up.
Why? That's how because little, he's not coming back.
That's how little we think he's going to play.
Yeah, we're arguing
at this
about
point.
The starting second baseman is actually are made up of backup second basemen.
So you've been Freddie Sanchez over under, right?
Yes, I do. Where is it? He'll play
how many games?
100 games.
I'll take the under.
I'll take the under.
Yeah. Under.
Ben? I got to take the under.
If, even if you said 80, I would take the under at this
ooh,
point.
I might go right around 80.
Yeah. Yeah.
I 90. I don't know. Like,
I feel at some point he's going to fall down and break
he'll
an arm.
He'll play more games than Willie Dills.
That's true. Over under on Willie Dills games this year.
But we're all going to hit the same number of hits as Eugenio Velez.
That's true. Yeah.
Velez boom.
Wow.
Yeah, that was hard.
Wait, he officially broke the record though, didn't he?
Did.
That
so was.
He's in the record books.
He's going 34.
The guy's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to the Hall of Fame for this.
What are they
going
to bring to the Hall of Fame? Not his bat.
No.
Somewhere there has to be like a hall. He's got to be like a hall of shaking my damn head.
Yeah.
Like I just
Life.
Can we put everyone in the Hall of Velez from now on?
There you go.
Just for futility.
The Hall of Velez.
I used to say last year, you'd be going 0 for Velez. I mean, it just...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Everybody, when he was here, when he was super young, before he like played actual baseball for the Giants in front of fans, everybody thought he was going to be good, and
Velez
he never was.
There was that...
About the raw talent of Velez.
He had like an 11-game hit streak, and he batted 400. It was like...
He
who
was fast, but he couldn't.
It's speedy guys. Yeah. Speedy guys you fall in love with because you're like, man, they're athletic. But baseball's not always about being athletic.
Nope.
But that was the
look
problem
at Big
with...
Poppy. Look at Prince Fielder. Those guys aren't pure raw athletes.
That was the problem with Darren Ford.
Yeah, look at the big cat.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, with Darren Ford, everybody was like, oh, if he would just hit just a little bit more.
If he increases on base percentage by 150 points, that would be amazing.
Yeah, if Emmanuel Burris could gain the ability to hit the ball over the outfielder's heads, he'd be a great player.
Sure.
But like, that's kind of hard to do, you know?
It's harder than you think, clearly.
Well, talking about speed, what do you guys think about Gregor Blanco?
He's going to make the team.
He'll be on the team.
No way he's not at least the fourth outfielder.
Bold prediction.
And he should not start.
But he could work his way into a spot if Sheerholz slumps.
I think it depends on Sheerholz and Pagan.
You don't think so?
I think Belt's going to make the team.
Okay.
I also believe Belt
will make the team. Gregor Blanco's not a Giant by the All-Star break.
Really?
I don't think he's going to stay.
Okay.
He's hot right now. He's absolutely on fire.
So you're saying minors, not trade.
I'm saying that he's not going to be on the 25-man roster by
by the All-Star break. Okay.
No, I'll buy that.
He's going to cool off.
I mean, it's kind of rough to get hot during spring training.
Yeah.
That's really not the time to get hot. But if you're trying to make a team, that is. But you know,
because if you look at spring training, he's going to be 10 times better than all.
Yeah. Do we all think he's a 350 hitter? Hell no.
No.
Of course not.
Absolutely.
I don't think he's a 280 hitter.
No. Think 260 at best.
Right.
Best.
Yeah. But with blazing speed, to be fair, he's a very good athlete. He's very good at playing the outfield.
Let's face it. He's Darren Ford with more bat. So I mean, as a
which is not saying much. Gregor Blanco in his minor league career has an on base that's consistently 100 points over his batting average. Like, he would bat like 200, 220, 240, and he'd have an on base of 300, 340, 360. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, the problem is like.
So he doesn't fit into this team, is what you're saying.
Right, he actually gets on base.
They don't like his approach.
They're like, you need to swing more at balls in the dirt.
So, if you're Gregor Blanco, you can just not swing and like work the count and get on base and steal a base, and it's like, yeah, you've just walked yourself a double. That's great. But the question is whether or not he can translate that to the majors, and the overwhelming opinion in other guys with that skill set is no, because in the major leagues, they throw you strikes, and if they know that you can't hit, they're not going to throw you anything.
You're not facing a double-A guy who's not going to make the roster for three more years.
Right, exactly.
Forever.
Right, you're not trying things out anymore.
If you're
like,
someone
you're
like
at the point where you're attempting to win
like
games.
Juan Pierre, who doesn't have any power, I mean,
there's
a really good, it's a really good baseball prospectus article that Grant linked to recently that was all about comparing the plate discipline. The question is, who has better plate discipline, Juan Pierre or Manny Ramirez? He says, of course the answer is Manny Ramirez because he has a higher walk rate, but wait a minute. People don't throw balls to Juan Pierre. They just throw it down the middle because the worst he's going to do is get a single.
Yeah.
So Gregor Blanco falls into that line of reasoning, as does Manny Burris. And you just got to hope that maybe they've turned a corner or maybe they do really have just that good of ability to foul off pitches and take tweener pitches on the
But I mean, no
corner.
One's expecting Manny Burris to turn into Freddie Sanchez with less ouch, you know? I mean, Manny Burris is going to be a stopgap starter because he's they're trying to build off spring momentum and hope that he's going to carry them until they get a better option. And I agree. I don't think that Burris is going to look like this all season. There's no way. You know, the whole thing that they say about in the spring about improved approach at the plate. I mean, yeah, we're hoping it translates for Brandon Crawford at least to another like 20 points of batting average, because I feel like that's the minimum he needs for us to kind of be stop talking about it. But with Manny Burris, you know, it.
Yeah, no. If you're coming in and you're supposed to be doing Freddie Sanchez's job,
yeah, I mean,
we're not going to be happy with subpar
hitter. What I'm more worried about is not just like how bad is Manny Burris going to be before Freddie Sanchez comes back. I'm going to worry about the first time Freddie Sanchez dives for a ball.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Because
then here comes Emmanuel Burris.
This is the thing too, is that he.
I have flashbacks to him diving at that ball up the middle. I was watching it live.
I was listening to the radio, and John Miller's like, "Uh oh."
Yeah. Well, here's it. Whenever Freddie Sanchez doesn't get up, you're just like, uh-oh, here we go. He's gone. Yeah.
That's it.
And the problem is that that's how he plays the game, though, too.
He's not going to slow down. He's not going to stop diving.
No. On the one hand, you respect that. On the other hand, you're
like.
That's
how you should play the game, but the problem is your body might not.
I'm starting to question the fact that he's from L.A.
Yeah?
Sabotage.
Just look at the hair, dude. I mean.
Sabotage.
Well, so is Travis
Denker. How much did Magic pay him?
Wow.
Yeah, he went to Hollywood High right off of Hollywood Boulevard, actually. Right there.
So. Yeah. I met a guy in Arizona who went to high school with Freddie Sanchez.
Let's shift in between bases and let's talk about shortstop real quick.
Oh, God.
Does anybody feel comfortable with Brandon Crawford as
he's a 162? Very boring interview. I'm sorry.
He is.
We're not
so
talking
boring.
About that right now, are
no.
we?
So. No.
We're putting our own interview under the bus. John Stamos.
Two interviews. We interviewed him twice and we got about 18 words out of him.
Wow.
It's like,
he's total. Too handsome to talk.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to. That's the thing. He's never developed that side of his personality.
You should have brought a
he's
recorder.
He's like, look, I show up.
Attractiveness.
I get laid.
Clay Hensley? Nicest guy in the world. Yeah. Would say a million words, but nobody asks him any questions.
No.
Because he's Clay.
Because why would
Hensley.
You?
Yeah.
Also very intelligent, Javier Lopez.
Mm.
But it's like.
Well, he's like a professor. I mean, the guy like studies.
Yeah, he's a night train.
Didn't he?
I was taking notes.
Yeah.
Like.
Didn't like in college he basically decided to study psychology to be a better pitcher? That was like his.
Oh, is that him? I feel like I heard about that.
That was like his entire reason for doing that was that he could then understand the minds of the hitter and figure out like, oh yeah, by the way, submarine style does work.
So is a psychology degree worth $8.5 million?
I would say so.
Yes. Bachelor's degree do get you paid.
There you go. I'm telling you, dude. You just gotta also be able to throw like 90.
Yeah,
With a submarine delivery.
With a submarine delivery, yeah. And be pinpoint accurate.
Well, he's our best option right now. I mean,
talk about Brandon Crawford. What does Brandon Crawford have to hit to make you stop asking
if he
like
hits,
Ben said, 20 points higher.
If he hits in the 8th slot, if he hits in the 8th slot all year long, which is where we pretty much expect him to be, I don't even care what he hits. I care what he does out of that 8th slot as far as helping the team getting the pitcher to the plate.
The problem is some of that involves hitting.
I don't believe
expanding
in it.
The zone,
get
things
the pitcher
like that.
To the plate thing. Get the
you don't like that?
No.
You don't want to start the next inning with the number one guy?
That's nice. I don't think statistically
who's
that
who's our
does
number
anything.
One guy?
Oh, for, well probably
yeah,
Pagan,
exactly.
But,
at this point, maybe it's Cabrera. I don't know how much better we feel about that either.
Yeah, I mean, if the 8 guy were good enough to get the 3 guy up,
we should sign Carlos.
No, it's true. If your
offense
is horrible, does it really help to get the pitcher up?
We've got
true.
Kane and Bumgarner.
Because let's be honest, is Kane that much worse than...
Carlos Zambrano would bat 7th on our team.
Probably. Levon Hernandez would bat cleanup on this team.
Why do we not sign Levon Hernandez? A team that needs starting rotation depth? We're one injury away from
he
like
will
Brian
soak
Burris
up that fifth
point.
Day.
Apparently, we've got
we're
Mero
one injury
Petit.
Away from Brian Burris, and we can't sign Levon Hernandez.
Yeah.
He goes to the Braves, a team with 9,000 young pitchers.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
It's very
at all.
Strange. As much as I hate Levon Hernandez and always
why
will for game
Levon
7,
Hernandez?
For game 7.
Dude, that's
in
not
2002.
Levon's fault. He shouldn't have been pitching that game.
No, he shouldn't have been.
That's not
but,
his fault. He didn't pick up the ball and say, hey, I'm pitching today.
But he also went out there and like nibbled like crazy and didn't go at anybody and basically just
rest.
Gave up. Oh, it's true. And I fully blame that on Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
But
hey, they had a 1-0 lead. Just saying.
This is the Dusty.
We
did.
So we did.
Should have been
thank
able
you,
to
Bruce.
Hold that.
Should have been. We knew. We all know Levon holds 1-0 leads like nothing, dude.
Clearly.
Kirk Reeder still goes to bed at night thinking, what
happened
in game 7?
Why didn't I
pitch?
Not start that game? Because then he came in and shut him down. It was amazing. Anyway, whatever.
The reason he did not is because he didn't get, because Dusty didn't choose him. I mean,
I have the worst goosebumps, like the worst kind of goosebumps.
Yeah, okay. Everyone just
let's all calm down
a
second.
Just remember 2010.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
High five about 2010.
Yeah. All right.
High five around
2010.
Let's
right,
do it. Let's do it.
This is really great radio right here.
Yeah. They're listening to us high five.
We're actually not high fiving. We're slapping.
Yeah, I slapped someone's ass just now.
I actually went for
that. Was a low two, really not a high five.
And it was over the mic, too.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Why was she standing on the table?
We're at Coyote Ugly if we didn't tell you.
So we're okay with Brandon Crawford if he hits what? 225.
I'm saying 230.
Okay.
I mean, well, I'm gonna give him
above the Mendoza line.
I'm
gonna
give him an extra 10 points for what he did.
If
this,
his name was Mendoza, he'd get more.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
He'd be faster.
Today was the free MLB.tv game, and it was Giants and Reds. And so
you're
they
cheap,
actually,
Chad.
I am totally cheap.
I will not pay for MLB.tv.
No problem admitting that. But they were interviewing him in the booth, and he was there for a good full inning, and that's where I was getting.
How many words did he say?
I did hear him on your guys' podcast, but yeah, I mean, here we are. John Miller and crew are just asking him all these great questions, and it's just. I mean, it's just nothing, and he's not even looking in the camera the whole thing. They did ask him, what did you do differently? I mean, what is it specifically that has changed your hitting approach? And basically, Boach and Bam Bam at the end of the year said, you just need to relax. And so, his hands, primarily, specifically.
He said, he talked about using his hands more this
and so all he's doing
training.
Right now, instead of gripping the bat tight as the pitch is coming in, he actually rests the bat on his shoulder even after the pitcher delivers the ball. So he's waiting to the last second to actually tighten up his grip. So, according to him, it's worked wonders. So I'm going to give him 10 points on his batting average.
Okay.
I'm going to say that what's worked wonders in spring training this year is facing bad pitchers.
Is facing spring training pitchers? Yeah.
Yeah. That'll improve anyone's confidence.
Yeah. Well, it's true. Welcome to spring training.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I know.
It's like,
it's true.
Can we just extend this spring training thing?
Melky Cabrera is going to hit 360. You know, it's like. And hit two home runs from both sides of the plate every game.
And
like,
by the way, we were at a game. Chris Volstad shut us down. So look forward to a lot of Chris Volstad.
So Jamie Moyer threw a perfect
Moyer
game.
Today, yeah. Today was Jeff Francis. It's horrible.
Now, is there?
I honestly think Fangraphs or someone should publish a stat that's like ERA minus, which takes out Giants games.
You know how when they calculate your the college Padres, GPA, Mariners, they take out Giants, computers in Spanish. They should take out Giants.
Yeah. Yeah, see, like, Kershaw did not have a good season last year.
Terrible.
It's just he faced
he
the Giants
awful.
A lot.
Horrible.
Yeah.
The
guy is horrible.
His GFIP was terrible.
GFIP. All right, so let's move on now. We all know there's really not another option right now for shortstop anyway, so whatever. We're happy or not happy.
On a serious note.
Bring back Fontenelle.
Right. On a serious minimum. Note, which I know nobody came here for.
Yeah, what?
I don't understand these
things. Alex Pavlovic said that the Giants had put him in the eighth slot, and that's his job, and they said from the beginning, you're going to be our eighth hole hitter. And even when they had, you know, terrible lineups with minor league guys, they still put him eighth because they wanted to get him comfortable there. And, I mean, he's done well in spring. You know, like, give that every caveat you want. We're certainly hoping for him and rooting for him. So,
well,
yeah.
Pavlovic also said he has a beat on his power. He thinks he's going to have a good power season.
Yeah,
really?
Which
double
means
digit home
10
runs.
Home runs would be great.
Pav says double digits. He called it.
Should we order shots tequila now?
Yeah.
We have a server?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're recording, so now we have to follow the
right. Willie's buying.
Sure.
Sure.
This is the instant money.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All that instant money. I make a ton. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll probably get one for Sammy, too.
Yeah.
6.
And if not, then I'll take it.
6. Tequila shots.
Well, right? Well?
Sure.
And not the $50 shots.
There's still going to be like 14 or something.
We're writers.
By the way, I went to FanFest. We talked about FanFest. And that was my birthday. At some point, we decided we should all get some shots of tequila.
Oh,
yeah. We went upstairs and we got them.
The
and
of
the bill was like $75 after like 3 shots of tequila and a couple beers. We were like, all right, we're not doing this.
No,
we're not making this mistake
my
again.
My goal in life
sneak
is
them
to,
in next time.
My goal in life is to reach the level of financial security that I can get drunk at a baseball game.
Yeah. It's nearly impossible.
Yeah,
I like
it's nearly impossible in these economic times.
I'm years away.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the great moments in Giants pod history is when Danny told me he went to an A's game. First of all, I freaked out. Second of all,
Why would you do that?
I said, how much did they pay you? And he said, well, $12 ticket, $6 food voucher.
Yeah.
I said, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What'd you get? Oh, I got a beer and an apple.
So I'm sitting there. I go down to the concession stand. I'm with my friends. We have a $6 food voucher. We go up to the concession stand, and beer is $5.
which is good for a baseball.
Wow, that's
to
okay.
That's excellent.
Green
that's
collar,
like an upscale
it
bar.
It wasn't yeah. a big beer, but it was a beer. And the only thing they had for a dollar was fresh fruit.
So, like, so wait,
naturally,
was
naturally,
there an option of what type of fruit? Back. Could you have like orange, gotten like a bunch like, of grapes
it was
or something
like a
too?
Yes, orange or like an apple.
It's just a basket.
They're
with out some of horrible fruit.
They're
in
out
it.
Of bananas.
This is fresh grown Oakland fruit right
so,
here.
So I look at the apple and I turn to my friends and I say, like, this is kind of weird, but I think I'm gonna get like a beer and an apple. And they all say, that's a great idea. So we walk out. We order 3 beers and 3 apples. And give them
there you
I
go.
Screamed at Danny for like 5 minutes that you can't eat an apple at a baseball game.
I mean, you can if you pack it
if
yourself.
It has
I think.
Caramel nuts on it.
That's true.
Because well, you can when
or
you're
some
six.
Sort of pie
if it's
format.
Fried,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. It has crab in it.
You can when you're like you're six and your mom sneaks it in a bag.
It's yeah. It must be surrounded by
in
crust
you
and
don't
sugar.
Need to sneak it in.
It's this is fair.
So all right,
that's a better tagline. Let's get back together.
I think that should
you
be
can sneak
yeah.
in your food.
I think that should be your Giants Pod slogan is
we
eat
don't
apples
need to sneak
at baseball games.
Who's this we?
Yeah, one of us.
I eat soft pretzels and kettle corn.
There you go,
Willie. I like your podcast, but your slogan writing is
it needs some work. I know. I'm working on it. If I can improve that by 10 points next season, I'll be okay.
You do have a better name than we
just
do.
Relax the hands, okay?
TortureCast, well, it was
that's
perfect for the times.
We thought of that.
We thought of that?
Yeah, we didn't.
We
decided,
dismissed it.
Oh, and then you threw it on the
yeah,
cutting
room
floor?
We
yeah.
left it for you.
And you went, wait a minute, two guys.
Whoa.
Wait, let's just, what are we? Yeah.
Second
hold
story.
On.
Second story. So Danny, just 3 weeks
were you guys
ago,
watching Ryan Reynolds' old sitcoms?
Really Bill's story time.
Oh, okay. God.
Just 3 weeks ago, Danny finally realized that our show was a reference to two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
So I'm...
Wait, what, you just realized?
Just 3 weeks
no,
ago.
So Thomas told me this
I
name.
I love that show, by the way.
Thomas told me this name, and
it's
I'm like,
show.
Okay, that sounds funny. So we go with that. I'm emailing with Alex Pavlovic of the San Jose Mark, head of the New Bags, and...
Not that you're name dropping or anything.
Not that I'm name dropping.
That's all this podcast is name drops.
And he
nachos and the burger.
Oh, sorry, Willie needs to order some food.
Oh no, I'm trying to put this on the correct tab.
Okay. So I email with Pavlovic. He emails me back and says, "Oh, two guys are going to have a Coke bottle, sure."
And a what?
Oh. What does that even mean?
I hope there's not only one between the two guys.
We share cock bottles.
That was amazing.
No, and
so
he
we're
says,
not putting the clean tag on
we
this
also
podcast.
We also do intravenous drugs
no.
together with the same
we actually
people.
Never
our,
do.
We are our clean tag tends to be very intermittent.
Oh, we're explicit.
Yeah.
We are explicit.
Yeah. I was going to say, our clean tag shows up about
it's
as much as the Giants offense.
So
it's one
we
of
don't.
Oh.
Yeah, don't worry. We nice. Actually don't put it
right,
on,
let
Ben.
Let Danny tell his story.
Yeah, sorry.
So I say we do this podcast. He emails back and says, "Oh, that's funny. It's a reference to the old ABC sitcom." Well, okay, sure, I'll do it because your name's so funny. And I turned to Thomas and I was like, "Did you know that our name's similar to this show?"
And I was like, "Yeah, I came up with that."
Wow.
You approved it.
I'm gonna start a bunch of podcasts and base them all on Ryan Reynolds vehicles. I'm gonna have the black and orange lantern. I'm gonna come out with that.
How about old ABC shows? Boy Meets Giants.
Yeah, Boy Meets Giants. It's so good. Topanga.
Sisters, giant sister. That one doesn't work.
All right, let's take our shots, and then we'll talk about third base.
Tequila. Anybody who sucks their lime.
Hold on, wait. Where's Sammy? Is
she left like an hour ago.
She's on the phone over
gone.
There. Well, she'll
she's
come back at some point.
She doesn't like you anymore. Really.
Wait, what's the proper
end up
order?
On the show back?
Cheers.
You salt.
Cheers.
You salt. Drink oh, lime.
Yeah. Wait. 12. How does it go again?
Salt. Drink lime.
Okay. Here we go. Live on the air. Yeah, that's some dead air.
Mm. Yeah, that's good.
Well, now I'm ready to talk about third base.
Third base is awesome.
Let's go back to shortstop.
We got third base locked down, right? We know what's going on there. We know it's going
to
be Pablo.
I have one last sentence to say about shortstop.
Oh, sure.
He does this all the time on our show. It kills me.
Based on what the pitchers have said and what everyone has said, I mean, we see good defense, and we don't really appreciate it, I think, as much as the pitchers do.
Yeah.
And if you've got all these pitchers saying, "I don't need Crawford to hit that well, as long as he gets to balls." You
yeah.
know, like, as long as he's a good defender. So
the team is kind of on that page.
230, and I would be thrilled.
with his defense. I mean, with if he can get his on base over 300, and think about on base not as on base, but you know, getting bunted over to second,
yeah. almost making it to yeah. first base.
That's pretty. Exactly. Yeah, if he can be on second base with one out a bunch of times this year,
three out
that'd
of
be
ten
awesome.
Times.
Yeah, that'd be great. Awesome. Here's the thing. Ozzie Smith, Omar Vizquel, these guys are like going to go into the Hall of Fame over doing exactly this.
Omar Vizquel made the Blue Jays.
Yes,
that's
he
true.
Did. He made yep. the final roster.
Congratulations, yeah. Omar Vizquel.
Omar Vizquel I hope he's the first
for
shortstop.
Most plate appearances among active players.
That's true. I hope he makes it to 49, 50 years old as a shortstop. That'd be fantastic.
I want Jamie Moyer to go up against Omar Vizquel.
Yeah, there you go.
And then
in a fist fight, right?
Into yeah.
not you know pitcher hitter. I'm talking about bare knuckle brawl.
They can talk about the war.
I want Vizquel to charge Moyer.
That would be
I
so
just think
fantastic.
They'll glare at each other for a few minutes, and then the umpire will just say, "He's out," yeah. just out of nowhere.
So I think that's a fantastic point. I think if Crawford saves you, you know, a tenth of a run a game or whatever it is, which is a ridiculous number, but something in that vicinity. He's worth it, even with his horrible bat. And you know, that's we haven't even talked about that, but yeah. that's
he's
true.
He's only worth it because there's no one to replace him with.
But
it's
he,
not
he
that
is
he's worth it overall.
He's
as
fantastic.
A default
option at this point. He's the right. default
but this is why this is why I hate wins above replacement, because that's assuming that there is a replacement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there isn't.
And they always
is a
talk
guy
about
who fields well and also yeah. doesn't hit.
It's like,
areas.
Oh, your average
or
minor leaguer
Adrianza,
or whatever.
Yeah. Who's exactly the same person.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Oh, right. we'll replace them with the same guy. Is there yeah. any wins above that? No, there isn't.
No.
It's the same thing.
So if Crawford can on base above 300 with 10 home runs and excellent defense, then he's a excellent choice.
No, he's,
up,
yeah, then he does it.
And he brings cute girls to the stadium.
There you go.
he's not single, so we get to
how many him. Crawford jerseys, let's have an over-under on this. How many Crawford jerseys worn by a man this year?
How can we test this?
I don't
this
know.
This is San Francisco after all.
Yeah. That's
it's
true.
I'm usually the one that makes that joke.
By a straight male.
What does that say about us?
Collaboration.
Yeah. Now we have to interview people, you know?
Right.
That's not going
to
really
work. Well, we got you a shot, darling.
Because you're about to go. Sammy's about to go to work, actually.
Oh, yeah. No.
She works overnight at KNBR yeah. tonight. So.
In like an hour.
In like an hour.
So we're all going to be on KNBR tonight? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Actually, Sammy, I'm going to give you this recording. Just don't even play like what you're supposed to play.
Oh, there you go.
When it's when it's supposed to go to like nationally syndicated radio, just put this
is
on.
Now. We
yeah.
will cut
Do
it in
watch?
Half.
And not, yeah.
And then
we will cut
it
in half and then skip on the bill. Yeah. All right, so
that's
let's
our final offer.
Let's talk about third base. We all know Brett Pill. We all know Pablo's gonna get the playing time there. But my question really is, do you think Pablo is going to have that breakout season that everyone thinks may or may not happen? Is he an all-star again? Is he You know what I mean? Do these things happen?
What do you mean
this
breakout
year?
Season?
Well, so like
he's broken out and then
yeah. he's well, he's
in,
broken
and then
out.
Broken out again.
But he didn't. I don't think even when he hit
he's
you know
330,
it was like truly like a breakout season necessarily, because he was kind of hidden on a team that really didn't do too much at that point. And
you mean MVP like national?
No, I'm just
I
saying
mean,
like you know I'm just
like,
saying
like talking like
I'm just, yeah I'm saying get
like,
noticed
Guerrero
get noticed for real by the entire
notice.
Yeah.
Produce.
Okay.
I don't care how many Panda
well,
hats
okay.
sell on the East Coast.
Instead of saying breakout
okay.
season, reach potential.
I think
because I don't
year,
think he has necessarily.
I think
yet.
This year he's going to bat 300, slug 500, and hit
25
to 30 home runs.
Yeah.
And be in the running for Gold Glove.
And smile a lot.
And blow bubbles while he dives at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, what really did you not see in Pablo Sandoval last year that you could possibly see this
well,
year?
Well, last year I saw a lot, but he also was injured for a lot
that
of the year. And,
he only
you know
has
I mean?
One Hammond bone.
Yeah.
It was a freak injury.
It really was, yeah.
You can't
but, you know.
Bone your Hammond bone.
Here's, what he did
exactly.
last season to me was he proved that he. That if he conditions himself and if he is an aggressive hitter like he was
and,
when he first came up,
so to actually
he
answer
has
question.
What he no. But here's the thing: so the sophomore thing, everyone was like, "Oh, did Pablo lose it?" That was like the big thing: was he not really what we thought he was? He proved last year to me that he is what we thought he was, but he has to work at what
See,
he is.
What
he
proved
can't
to
just
me
do
last
it.
Year, what he proved to me last year is that he's good when he's thin and he's bad when he's fat.
There you go.
So
that's true about a lot
I'm
of things in
I'm
life.
Fat.
You think?
So,
as I pour
you're like
beer.
I'm at
yeah.
my playing weight
okay
right now.
Yeah, that's all about solid weight.
I worked out today.
I worked out yesterday. So
we argue about these things all the time.
Oh, see, I just worked today. It was very different.
Danny and I talk about working out so much that people don't expect us to be fat when they see us.
Yeah. Okay, my answer about Pablo Sandoval is I'm definitely concerned.
Well, do you think he's an All-Star again?
That's not relevant.
I have
the All-Star voting is really random.
It's true.
No. Is he an All-Star quality player?
Yes. Okay. I have the concern. I am concerned that now that he's been paid, he's not going to care. But I believe in Pablo, and I think he's going to be good.
They gave him days off this spring because they were working him too hard.
Yeah.
Making him condition too much. And to the point he couldn't play.
But when he came into spring training, Bochy even said it out loud that he's over the weight we want him to be at.
I think this is going to be a regular thing for him. I think every offseason. I think
it's always going to follow him.
Every offseason he's going to go back to his home country and eat way too much like roasted pig or whatever.
I told him not to drink any more Mountain Dew.
Yeah, like, why is he drinking any Mountain Dew?
I think it's the opposite. Pablo. I think he gains weight over the season. Because
it's really hard
to work out in the season because you're playing.
Because you're playing every day.
Andy and I were at spring training and we couldn't stop eating ridiculous food.
But here's the thing: how many calories do you burn just doing what you do as every day?
You ever play baseball?
No, but they go out, they do infield practice, they do batting practice, like all that stuff.
Everyone gains weight during the season.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I think that this will be a regular thing for him for his entire career, where every year.
So when he's like 37, it's just going to be ridiculous.
Every year he's going to play well, he's going to put on 20 pounds, and then the offseason he's going to have to work his ass off, literally. Yeah. I mean, to get it off, and then
but
he's
with
gonna
that,
come back
with that
camp,
body. It's the bat speed is the issue, really. I think with that body, it's like you have to swing that bat around that giant fat body.
I mean,
it's 5'10", not easy,
right?
He's not
270.
Yeah,
he's not 270. He was 270 at his height.
He's supposed to be around like 245, 250, right?
5'10", 235, 240 is still a very large person.
Yeah.
But as long as he can keep that muscle and not fat, I mean, as long as he keeps it in the 240 range and not the 260s, 270 range, he's gonna be good.
The worst part about this is he's 24 years old.
Yeah.
But imagine
I was about to say, metabolism's gonna catch
imagine
up.
Imagine him at 32.
It's gonna be a bitch.
But I don't think
he's gonna have to do Camp Pablo
like
all year. Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, and I don't.
Yeah, and look at you, man. You're looking great. You look great. You look like you could start at shortstop right now.
Such a young name.
God damn it.
But the best part is it's a podcast, so no one will ever know, except for the fact Michael's taking photos.
Younger than
me. My point is, I don't think that's ever gonna go away, and you can bring age into it, and this is something that this is more personal than baseball, but like people always talk about like, oh, when you get older, metabolism, blah blah blah. I mean, in my own personal life, like I've never had good metabolism. That was just it just wasn't a thing. Everyone talks about like
shame,
it
man.
Just spread over your tall frame.
Right? No, he used to be fat.
Yeah.
When I went to college with Dan,
extremely.
He was chubby.
Really?
Yeah.
He was very chubby.
And you don't move like a used to be fat guy. You know, like
you should see him trying to climb a fence.
You know, like used to be fat guys usually kind of look like used to be fat guys.
No, so everyone talks about like, oh, when I was young, I could eat whatever the fuck I wanted. Like that was never the case.
Okay.
If it was the same for Sandoval, whereas like it was, you know, when he ate, he gained weight, and when he didn't, he lost weight. You know, then like I could see it being the case for the rest of his life, just like. When I'm 40, I'm not going to be able to eat whatever I want. Cause just like when I was 20, I couldn't eat whatever I wanted. You know?
Yeah. So he just doesn't have that.
He
just
doesn't have that.
Yeah. That's why he gave.
He's Marlon Brando.
Yes. He's not going to accept his Oscar. He's going to set a Native American.
No.
So my point is, in summary, Pablo Sandoval will have this issue his entire career, and as long as he has the discipline to lose the weight every offseason,
but it's going
to
get harder.
He's
going to
be
every
a good
year.
Player.
Yeah.
It's going to get harder every year.
But
it's going to be on him.
But not everybody's Omar Vizquel. That's the thing. That's why guys like Vizquel and Moyer are so significant. Is because they're some of the only ones that can be that statistical.
But we also just kind of need to realize that now that steroids are over, people don't play into their 40s. I mean, Vizquel's
Jesse Orozco was never on steroids. Vizquel's until 46.
Vizquel's a freak, but like most guys, I mean,
Julio Franco.
I was going to say Julio Franco.
Vast majority of players don't survive.
Right, but there's always these aberrations like Jamie Moyer.
I know. I'm just saying when you're talking about, like, when you're projecting someone forward, you can't project them to be the .001%.
I'm worried about Panda at 31. Yeah. I'm not worried about Panda at 41. I'm worried about him at 31.
All he has
to
do is follow the vegetarian diet that Prince Fielder
followed. Do we think?
I can eat some terrible.
Prince Fielder followed that for like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
Prince.
I mean, come on. Do we even think though that Panda will be a giant at the age of 31?
I mean, that's
probably
that's
not.
Way too hard to speculate.
If they
I don't think he would
may
be.
Not be a giant at 28.
That's true.
Maybe not next year. He might be a Dodger.
Can we switch into that?
Yeah,
what's
Dodgers.
Talk about Matt Cain.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, let's move to the pitching mound.
What I want to know, we asked this to Jonah Carey on our podcast, GiantsPod.net, two guys that love a Coke bottle.
Mm-hmm. And a cock bottle.
We asked this to national baseball.
That was a Pavlovian slip.
Yeah.
right. National baseball Have writer Jonah Carey. You have any national writers on your podcast? No. we asked Jonah Carey, what is your number?
No, we don't.
For when you
don't
want to re-sign
actually,
King.
Let's set the register.
This is interesting.
We'll
now.
Set it at 5 years. What's your number for being too high on King?
Yeah.
Where does he price himself out?
Well, let's hear your answer
first. I'll be honest. I almost don't think there is, like, unless it's an astronomical number, unless we're talking...
What's the number?
I think that now we're competing with the Dodgers. So okay, by default, so the number has gone up.
I'm going to name some numbers.
I think he gets at least 20 to 22 million.
I'm going to name some numbers, and you tell me if you'd pay. Okay. 5 years. 5 years, 100 million.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
5 years, 105.
Yes. Yes.
Sure.
5 years, 110.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
115.
I go up to 25 million a year on this guy, honestly.
You'd pay 5 years, 125?
Sure.
He's not Sabathia.
My limit's 120.
Yeah, but I got to be honest.
Well, he's never been
Sabathia. Is not Sabathia right now.
Sabathia was better than Verlander last year.
Yeah.
If you look at Fangraphs, their wins above replacement, which isn't gospel, fair enough. But he was better than Verlander.
I guess it's true.
That's why I hated the MVP, because there wasn't even unanimous consent that Verlander was the best pitcher, let alone best player.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole.
That's a whole other thing. Story. But I got to be honest. I think we talked about it on our show as well that Kane is a stud, a pure stud. I mean, he's just one of those guys who he goes out, he pitches the entire season every single year. He always pitches well. He doesn't have horrible nights.
Well,
and then he has fantastic nights.
He doesn't
nights,
get the extra money because he doesn't sell tickets like Tim.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. Though.
So the guy needs to start smoking weed. The guy needs to grow his hair.
So what Jonah Carey was saying, which I don't necessarily have a good. Carey was saying, which I don't have a great response to. Thank you. Was that he said 5 years, 110. Anything beyond that, you're overpaying. Because
wow,
I totally disagree with
baseball's
that.
Baseball's a cold
in
world.
Short, yeah,
it's not about.
It's in short, pitchers are cheap. Hitters are expensive. You need to pay for pitchers. You need to pay for hitters, and you can just find some scrap heap pitcher who will probably do pretty well. And if you can't get Kane, sign Cole Hamels, sign Zach Greinke. They're all going to be free agents at the same time, and like.
Well, here's something to think about, okay?
And pitchers are so unreliable.
And this is obviously
it's true.
What just came down this week, which is a huge thing hanging over the Giants organization, I'd say, and a lot of organizations because of the $2.15 billion purchase of the Dodgers, which probably was up in upwards of $500 million overbid, of what the real value was.
But right? Magic Johnson, I mean, he beat HIV. The guy's like, whatever, dude. I'm on bonus time right now. This is all good.
Maybe 2 weeks ago, that paying Kane over 115 is overpaying him, and maybe they shouldn't consider it. Now you have to consider the fact that his value has gone up, number one. And number two, you could have subtraction by Dodger addition. If you don't sign this guy,
Kane goes to the Dodgers, that is so horrible.
He's still Boston and New York and all the big pocket teams, whatever.
I think he goes to New York over,
New York got cheap.
If
Steinbrenner died,
the hypothetical world that he did the Jason Schmidt thing and he goes to L.A.
Please do the Jason Schmidt thing. His arm will fall apart and we'll all celebrate.
There is that curse. However, if he ends up being the pitcher that we all think he probably will be over the next 5 years,
I don't think he's Jason
that's
Schmidt.
That's going to be
No, absolutely not.
That's going to be fewer wins for the Giants.
Right.
It's just something they have to keep in their back. And that's certainly what Kane's
We're paying $110 million for like five more wins, maybe, really.
So in summary, would you pay a premium to not have him on the Dodgers?
If I had inside baseball knowledge that the chances were there, yes, absolutely.
But you don't need inside
baseball.
That's
why they signed Aubrey Huff.
Chances are there.
Yeah, chances are there.
Here's my thing. You have to take out your fandom. You have to take out your fanboyism. Matt Cain is my favorite San Francisco Giant.
Oh, this is not about fandom.
It is. We're on a podcast. Why did we start this podcast?
Wait. No, I am not.
I'm Matt Cain.
Hold on, guys. I am not a fan of the Giants. Did I not make this clear? I am not a fan of the Giants.
No.
I cannot stand the Giants.
Your shirt says otherwise.
Matt Cain is my favorite player.
Your jersey says 24 on the back.
It's not smart to re-sign him.
Yeah, I'm a Willie Mays fan.
I
want to
win.
I have a Willie Mays jersey.
And at some point, we're not going to win if we pay Matt Cain too much money because we're not going to be able to sign anyone else.
It's a question of what that threshold is.
And I think that threshold is between 110 and 115 million.
And there's new.
But we also got Zito coming off the books within a couple years.
$100 million contract pitchers. How many of them have been successful?
God, I talked about this on ESPN.
Yeah, I know. What was it? How much did Kevin Brown get? I mean,
and he got
there's,
hurt.
There's
and then
so
he
was many miserable
nobody
failures.
Soon.
Johan Santana.
Yeah.
He's going to be the opening day starter, but how long is he going to last?
Yeah, no, it's true. You know? I mean, it's very much with pitchers, it always is that way because a guy can play like first base and be a fantastic hitter for years, and it's just, you know, like Pujols. No one thinks Pujols is going to fall off at any point, right?
I don't think he's going to last.
But like a pitcher,
he might drop.
I mean, like
they're buying him for $7. They're not buying him for $10.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like with a pitcher, it is true.
They might be buying him $90 million.
A shoulder, an elbow, anything can happen at any point that suddenly you're not nearly as effective as you were.
And Kane is more reliable than most. I mean,
he's got a
he's
history
had, like,
of
but
like
the so kid one is bout, one bit, bout but. Of spring training elbow tenderness.
Yeah.
Other than that,
but like he
he's
hasn't had like Tommy John surgery or any of that kind of stuff. Like you
it
know,
it happens.
It almost
nowhere.
Happens to everybody.
It
it's true.
Out
yeah.
Of
you may
nowhere.
Have heard me knocking on.
And a lot of times
now,
too, like people come back stronger from that anyway. But whatever. I mean, the
okay,
fact is,
well, I was gonna say, not.
But the guy hasn't shown any like signs of slowing down yet. I say shell out the money for a guy like that because. There's not a lot of guys.
What if he wants 130?
Well, if he wants that,
he's
a dick.
Going to Miami.
The point is, there's a number. There is a number where you become uncomfortable paying him.
No, it's true. Yeah.
And you know, as Brandon Phillips said, he's not going to give the Reds a homie hookup.
Yeah.
Like, these guys aren't going to give homie hookups because...
We're past that era, I feel like.
There's pressure from the players
from other players.
To take below
it's not good for the union.
It's not.
Think of the union.
No, Jared Weaver signed
for He took that contract and people got
same with Tim Hudson. This is what we heard in our show. Tim Hudson took a homie hookup.
I love that term.
Brandon Phillips, you're a genius.
A hometown discount, and everyone else, all the other pitchers said, what the fuck? Like, I want to make some money.
You're really pushing their explicit tag.
Oh, no, we don't care. Fuck it, dude. Fuck
we
it.
Don't have already, a clean tag. We just have a...
We don't put a clean tag on her.
By the way, one of the best
moments
of
our podcast... Ben made up the clean tag. There's no clean tag.
One of the best moments of our podcast, we'd heard that Ashcon had, like, a reputation of trying to be, like, clean and like not swearing and family friendly and all that. He comes on and we're like, by the way, Ashcon, like, you don't need to swear. He's like, okay, good, because I fucking love swearing.
Yeah, a shout out though to, I mean, you guys had Ashcon on your show, but Ashcon and Bailey like totally hooked us up and let us use their song for our intro. So,
oh good.
Oh no, Ashcon's
big shout out to those
guys.
Yeah, super cool. I'm really glad that he turned out to be a nice guy because when that video
really
came out, you know what's so funny? Watch that video now. And get goosebumps at like how he predicted that this was the year, you know?
I mean, he didn't predict
it was good timing.
Well,
it was good
but
timing.
It was just so perfect for its moment. Yeah. It was so perfect for
the guy with a gap between his teeth.
In a case of booze.
It's case of booze. Yeah, in case they lose. Case of booze. It's not in case we Lear, queer, queer.
Whoa,
sorry, buddy. Sorry. All right, so let's look. Let's talk about the entire. We don't have much time left.
I saw Ashcon performing live at a 1 year anniversary
at
the cafe where Julian works
on Market and Castro.
Not
the cafe.
Where Giant Servana Julian works. Ashcon performed live. It was like literally the size of this like section right here. That was the size of the cafe. Ashcon's like right there. It's like, man, nice guy.
Yeah, he'll do it. He's, you know what though, the authentic fan show.
Yeah.
I didn't really like to get too into it, but he is an authentic fan. The guy like actually is a Giants fan,
but
who then found this niche.
The song
who knows
as a singer.
Like that? Who knows Giants fans?
Come on now.
Who found a project that interests them? They found a niche.
It's cool.
I don't know anyone like
that. I don't know
that.
Anyone
I dig that.
Like that. It's just him.
I dig that. Although here's the thing.
Oh wait, he's making money.
I want to replace Bailey as a hype man. I think. I think I could do a good job.
I'm less excited about the Giants after hanging out.
Yeah.
I am now less stoked on the Giants after meeting Willie.
Yeah,
you're bringing me down.
I'm not feeling like a Giant tonight.
Really? Not feeling like a Giant.
Oh. I feel like Ross's boss, and that's about it. Yeah.
You guys are getting no more shout-outs on our show ever again. I'm giving all my shout-outs go to Love for Pat the Bat for the rest.
Oh, my God! We had to whore ourselves out to that woman.
We
she has more power
forever,
than I could ever imagine.
Forever and ever, my shout-outs go out to her.
We saw him. in we the saw press Pat box. In,
wait,
in
you
Scottsdale.
Saw Love for Pat the Bat?
We ate lunch right next to Pat Burrell. We ate lunch next to Pat Burrell.
Yeah?
Not next to him. Like,
shut up, Danny. It's a good story.
Like 10 feet away.
I was sitting on his lap, Danny.
He was on mine.
He bought your lunch. Yeah.
All right, so, here we go. We got a question in from Michael.
We got a question
Michael.
From our audience.
Yeah, from Michael. Right. By the way, Grubby Glove, you guys all got to check this out. It's fantastic.
He types in Comic Sans.
He does.
Right, right.
All serious the questions are in Comic Sans.
Wait, are we talking about baseball?
What impact will the additional teams, speed the team picked up have on the team this season?
I think Anthony Davis is going to have the greatest impact on it. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, let's
We're getting Ron Solinger. Washington this year.
I want Solinger to play center.
We're not talking about greenies, right? Or anything like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The additional
greenies. You can't even
greenies.
Say the word greenies anymore.
All right, so, yeah, the Giants potentially.
It's there.
The Giants potentially will have more speed than they've had.
Even more.
Will Bochy let the dogs loose? Will he say run?
Yeah, in spring so far, they have shown they're going to run. I know this is just playing around because of spring training, but they're doing it for a reason.
They're
going to run.
Everything
we
say about.
We have not run in the last 10 years.
I think if you're building a team around pitching, you should also build your offense around speed. And I've said this for a long time. Because you don't need a lot of runs, but you need runs every time.
Okay, well, my prediction,
you need two or three runs to win a game, and if you're relying
the
on
two
people,
are completely separate though. Pitching,
I know. But if you can keep the other team down to a small amount,
a
we don't need five runs, seven runs. You need three runs.
You're
a
not
game.
Going for
you
the big
I mean?
Inning. You're going.
You need
for
to consistently
run.
Score runs every game. That's what I'm saying. And speed gives you that.
I'll venture that this isn't always true. You know, we've seen some guys that it isn't necessarily true.
Wait,
of,
Ben,
but
when did you get here?
Oh, you know. I took a, 20-minute break while you guys
He's
were
He's been eating a lot of fried foods. Yeah. He had a little coma.
Ben really fried out. Food.
But the
Ben so fried
it,
duck.
It is,
yeah,
it is
Ben
freed,
fried.
Right?
It is freed. Okay. So,
ben
guys,
freed
with
food.
The...
okay, baseball.
It's only free because I bought it for you. So, now if you would just
Speaking
actually
of...
eat some of it, maybe I wouldn't be going through
it. It never made its way.
There you go.
But it never made its way around the
table. So, the thing about speed behind pitchers is, with the exception of guys like, say, Eugenio Velez, guys who have a lot of speed tend to be better defenders because they tend to have more range and they, you know, and they're obviously they're exceptional.
Especially
except for
a catcher.
Manny Burris. Manny Burris.
There's that one
well, you know,
play
when Burris
those
came
fast
up,
catchers, man.
There's that one play on Manny Burris when Randy Johnson won his 300th game.
Right.
And Manny Burris made the amazing play.
Oh, that's right.
Dive
yeah.
Drive up the middle. And
we just haven't
Randy
seen anything
Johnson,
like it since.
Who's like, you know, 20 years older than Manny Burris, looked at him and was like, yeah. Like,
with his cool, like, biker dude hair and mustache. Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, anyway. I mean, it's sort of, you know, as a generalization. I mean, if you look at the comparison of, like, the kind of defense we got out of Ross, Rowan, and Torres, comparative to their speed, they all did well in center field. I wouldn't say that any of them were, you know, below average center
right.
fielders. All of them were average or above. But Torres, you could just see balls. It was like
the
old thing
they
used to say about Willie Mays. It's where triples go to die.
I agree.
I mean, you know, you would hit a ball, and Torres would just streak across the infield. It's kind of the same thing we saw with Tyler Graham. Guys
or,
who can, as long as you can.
Dustin Moore. Remember Dustin
yeah.
Moore?
Oh, yeah.
I love Dustin Moore.
I liked him a lot.
That's the thing. You take two guys who can read
he
the ball equally
the
well, and you make
I've
one
ever
faster.
Seen diving into left center, like catching the ball like this. You can't see it because this is. You
know, yeah, right. You show
audio.
Me again.
Dustin
okay,
Moore
like this.
Dustin Moore was Ryan Sweeney and Sam Fulton
yeah.
before the
yeah.
school. So.
For everybody who's not here, yeah. he's twisted
but,
himself into a pretzel.
But that's
crazy.
I think that's one of the impacts that the speed can
no,
have.
No, it's true.
But I don't know if we want to wait to see it because Blanco has been a good defender. But then you have guys like Justin Christian, who I would say are fast but are average defenders.
Justin Christian is going to have no impact on the major league.
Well,
team
I agree with
sure.
that.
That's
I don't
prediction.
Think so either. Yeah.
At this point, there's no room for him on the roster anyway.
I think Pagan. Okay, this is my prediction in terms of speed. Pagan is going to play. He's going to be the center fielder. I don't know, 150 games. Like he's going to have the job the whole year, give or take. You know, rest days. He's going to steal 20 plus bases. Melky Cabrera is going to play either left or right every day, and he's going to steal 15 plus bases. And Gregor Blanco is going to be the late inning defensive replacement. He's probably going to steal 10 bases. And that's
might,
it. No one else is going to steal more than five.
I think he might get
well,
past 10 only
because Shearholz generally gets around like 7 or 8 a year.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I think so.
Shearholz really...
Shearholz steals bases. Look up
Shearholz stolen bases. I am writing a blog post about Nate Shearholz right now, and I have no idea what the number is.
I don't care about spring training. Look at his baseball reference stats.
I was going to say I have Fangraphs up for me now. So
here's the thing, though. We're going to have a little more speed than we had before. We're going to have a little more speed than we had before.
Right.
But it's not going to totally impact the way the team operates.
Yeah.
Right, and I don't think we're going to see a major shift in team strategy, but I do think even though spring stats aren't necessarily something that you can really rely on, obviously nobody thinks that Gregor Blanco is going to live up to where he's at right now, maybe better than he's been in the past, but with spring strategies, that's when you see teams start testing things out, and the speed thing is working for the Giants for the most part right now. You know, you're seeing guys steal bases more often, and they're doing it with success.
Well, right.
some of those backup catchers sometimes will have better defense than some of the starters. It all depends, you know.
So remember the Marlins team that took us down, which was Pierre and Castillo.
Miami Marlins.
I will point out
Pierre and Castillo as your 1-2 guys, right? Well, I mean, you remember
you're looking at by the
how
way,
those guys basically turned into like almost a run a game between the two of those guys. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, no, it's Shearholz in the last 2 years, 2011, 2012 combined. It's
2010,
2011.
What did I just say?
2011, 2012. 2010.
This is why I'm here, by the way.
2010, 2011 combined is 11 steals and 10 caught stealing.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, Shearholz really.
So
with
he's
his
not
speed,
a base stealer.
No. He will steal the bases, but he will also get caught.
Shearholz is more of a. He has top speed. He doesn't have acceleration.
He doesn't have
burn. When he gets on his horse, he can run.
But I know that the guy, he's willing to go, and I've seen him do it.
Right.
And,
well,
he's a guy who will try.
They've been trying to encourage him to go for a long time, and he's never really taken the bait the same way that some other guys.
If he can turn his acceleration and speed into burst speed. I mean, he'd be a great base stealer.
I don't think he can do that.
Reading base
if
running,
Willie Mills
that kind of
can
too.
Run a 4.5 40, then he's going to make the team.
We need another pitcher.
We do.
Levon or?
I had a Longfin, please.
Longfin.
Thank you.
My fin
I know,
is
obvious
long
joke.
Today.
I apologize.
Don't tell the people that.
I think you're right. This is a podcast, but. We pretty much think of
we're
the
kind
dog.
Of a family here,
we imagine right? that the dog is listening to this show, and that's pretty much what we do it for.
Yeah. It's background noise for my kid when he goes to sleep. And he's 9 years old, so
I'm going to keep him up nights.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to throw something out here, and this is totally unrelated. It's because Danny said we need a pitcher, and for a minute I thought you guys were actually talking about a pitcher and not a pitcher of beer.
We need a pitcher,
We need someone to pitch us some beer.
But what that leads me to, okay, so this is a question that Michael was asking us earlier that I actually really wanted to ask you guys as well. It's sort of two-parted. One is, from a completely unrelated to anything standpoint, who's your favorite player who's active right now? Number two is, if you could steal any one player and put them on this Giants roster, who would it be?
Can I answer first? Because I have an answer for this. I've talked about this on our podcast. Absolutely, Andrew McCutchen. I love
I like
Andrew
it.
McCutchen.
I
have a question.
Pirate center fielder, power speed combo, great defensive center fielder. He looks like he knows what he's doing out there.
And he's not Matt Kemp, so I can get behind
him. Freak athlete, and he's not Matt Kemp.
I got a question. Somebody asked me this question. I can't remember. It might have been one of you guys, but I don't remember. Somebody asked me this. If you could trade Gary Brown for Andrew McCutchen right now,
absolutely.
Done.
I would do it.
You take the sure thing.
Contracts included.
Yep, you take the sure thing.
I would do it.
Promise.
Because, the thing is, I feel like even though McCutchen's...
Might have been someone else.
No, I didn't ask you that one. Even though McCutchen is very good, I don't think he's going to command Kemp money. That's my thing. Is I don't think that McCutchen has the ability to command Kemp money. And so that's one of the reasons I said that. Besides the obvious fact that Matt Kemp is a Dodger, and I have no desire to see him on our team, McCutchen, he's not Matt Kemp, but he's close. He's that thing that we keep elusively trying to grasp at in center field, that we pull Andres Torres and that we pull Aaron Rowan. Right, that we're trying to find that guy that's got speed, that's got power, that's got slap hitting, and McCutchen is it. McCutchen is it. He's all of those things. And so that makes a lot of sense.
Can I make a prediction? Which doesn't answer your question.
As long as you also answer the question. But yes.
I will answer it after. Okay. But I just thought of this now and it makes sense. I think the Giants are going to sign either Angel Pagan or Melky Cabrera to an extension in the middle of this year. Whoever's doing better, probably.
Well, there's that.
I'm guessing Melky Cabrera.
Yeah, I'm guessing Melky.
Are both of them in walkers this year? Because they did. Oh no,
they're both in walkers.
They're both
signed
in their final year of
contract
arbitration.
With us,
yep.
And
they're both.
Cabrera's
well,
in
no,
his last.
I mean not even contract. They're both in their final year of
arbitration.
Right,
that's it.
And they both commanded $6 million for some reason.
And that.
So to answer your first. What was your first question?
Who's your favorite player for the Giants?
Well, who's your favorite player that you would take onto the Giants, and who's your favorite player, period, even if we don't need him on our roster right now?
Well, that's an unfair question, because I would take whatever player I like the most on the Giants over who.
There is that, but
now.
I mean, it.
Unless my favorite player is Ryan Zimmerman, and I wouldn't take him.
Are you saying,
well, there's
like,
that, but I mean, from the standpoint
like,
of
including position, like need to fill or spot.
Right.
And
so
all
I'm
stuff.
Saying, like, from the standpoint of like, if your favorite player was like Adrian Beltre,
I would not. JJ Hardy.
I wouldn't take him
I want
over
JJ
Panda.
Hardy so bad.
I mean, in like, well, like in okay, the current, like, what player would help the Giants most right now? I don't know. Maybe like Brandon Phillips.
Like, he's power-hitting second baseman starter.
Second baseman,
but
yeah.
he's yep. not my favorite player. I mean, if we could have anyone, it would probably
he
be
did
like...
come up with homie hookup, though.
Bye, right. Sammy.
Bye. Just lost Land. This podcast
gotta go.
Is completely delegitimized.
She's got to go 2K right. and BR right now, though, so that right. legitimizes
Are we
something.
I thought we were going with.
Oh, I am.
Really
I'm going to go to KNBR later. I think I'll...
that sounds creepy. I don't know why you said it that way.
I'm going to go 2K and BR. Is that creepy? Let me go to KNBR?
I'm going to KNBR.
It's just
later.
That silky smooth creeper voice.
Yeah. That's what I bring to the table.
In this instance, I find you creepy.
In this instance?
in terms of like what players out there that could help the Giants the most, it might be like Tulo. Tulo's really fucking good.
And like
and
he's
short,
a shortstop.
30 homers, lots of steals, like, high batting average.
I definitely overpaid
defense,
for Fuel in the
amazing.
Fantasy draft recently.
Injury
I don't
potential.
Don't feel bad about
he
it.
He has injury yeah. potential. We don't need injury potential right now.
True.
There is
I don't
that, but
know.
At the same time,
answer your question.
Well, and
yeah, I hate your question.
If you're going
get your question
Giants,
out of my face.
If you were going from a Giants aspect, let's say you get Tulo. Let's say Tulo goes down, you have Brandon Crawford.
And
as a
backup
shortstop,
he's an amazing
Brandon
backup.
Crawford is probably one of the best backups you could grab right now. And guys like him are well, okay, not. Backup, but in the sense of like as a defensive shortstop that you need in a pinch, Crawford is, I would say, very good.
The late inning defensive replacement. Yeah.
Right.
The Eli
so
Whiteside, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, the 2009 Nate Shearholz, who was a great defensive replacement in right
field. And amazing, yeah. So all right, Chad, what thing. About you? What do you think? Best or favorite guy now?
I answered the question already.
Guy
Andrew
to pick
McCutcheon.
Up.
Nobody can come up with anything. Come on.
No, Andrew McCutcheon was my guy.
But what would he do? Fair. He would play center, right?
Play center, yeah.
Center
yeah.
field. No, I've always liked his five tools, but... I was at a game last year, actually out in the bleachers, and I was like 20 rows up in the bleachers, and he hit a ball over our heads.
Yeah. No, he's against the Giants. He's had
and
some amazing games,
and he's not really that much
too.
Bigger than me.
So
Chad has a great radio voice. Why don't we let him talk more?
Well,
it's because I drink too much.
Generally, he's drunk at
you know
this point.
That's what happened. Ching, 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 ching.
Yeah, we're like, Ben, what do you think about that?
You know who else has been great about against the Giants? I heard about the Yonder Alonso trade, and I was like, I feel like Yonder Alonso is probably batting like 400 against the Giants. I looked it up, 1,000.
Really?
Nice.
Never gotten him out.
Never.
What about favorite? What about favorite Giant right now?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Part one of the two-part question.
You know, regardless of injury,
or
I have to say
favorite
Buster
anybody.
Posey.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he's
gotta love Buster Posey.
He's a throwback. He's a baseball guy. He's
you already said
ball.
Matt Cain.
No, I mean, can I retroactively answer why personified. I say Matt Cain? So in 2006, maybe 2007, my grandmother wanted to buy me a Giants jersey, and I was like, "Awesome, Grandma, I would love a Giants jersey." And she goes, "Well, who do you want?"
Ooh.
And I went, well, this is an interesting decision.
And this is in 2006.
You're like, let me think about this.
It's 06 or 07, I can't remember.
And the answer was not Bonds.
And I didn't say Bonds.
Right.
I was like, he's not going to be around too much longer. You know,
there is that.
Kind of late on
that.
The Bonds train.
Okay.
And I was like, well, man, some of these young pitchers are pretty good. Right. And I had to decide. I was like,
never
man,
too late for a Bobby Bonds.
Matt Cain or Noah Lowry? No, I'm left-handed.
Noah Lowry
is
the amazing changeup.
2006, Noah Lowry would have been worth getting in an instant.
Was
that the 7-0 year or whatever?
Yeah. He was the next big thing. And I went, you know what? Yeah, I like the country fed boy. I like the round face. I got the
I like the curly hair. Yeah.
He's got
the
chubby
boy from Tennessee.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go Matt Cain.
All right.
To this day, I still have my Matt Cain jersey.
And he's never washed it.
And good job, dude.
And I didn't wash it all of 2010.
You picked the right guy.
Good choice.
All right, Ben, what do you say to this two-part
all
question?
Right. So originally I was saying favorite non-Giants player. So as far as non-Giants go right now, I'm going to go with Justin Upton, actually, as far as my favorite.
Close to home. Too close to home.
Yeah.
You can't pick an NL West
I don't like picking a division rival.
I don't like the Justin Upton pick because he had a terrible year in 2010. He's unreliable.
So
there
Pablo
is that.
Sandoval.
There's... I mean, so is Aubrey Huff, in a way.
We don't need another
history
of
unreliability.
I could pick any player. I wouldn't pick Robert
But
Sandoval.
No, as far as guys that I would take right now and bring onto our team, I got to go with Miguel Cabrera. because first base.
Does he play third?
I've always liked the guy.
If he plays third, right, he's going to take a ball to the face. You've already seen this.
Well, move Pablo to catcher. Move Buster Posey to first.
The problem is we're in a spot right now where
we yeah. Why not?
Move Matt Cain to left field.
This is a 3-hour pod. Let's do this. For 3 hours.
Move Buster Posey to closer.
Let's do this. Come on.
He's done it before.
Brian Wilson, hitting coach. Come on now. We got this.
Bam
Is he 0-for-1 with a double play? Yeah.
Bruce Bochy, right field.
But my reason
is that's true. Cassia to hitting coach. Yeah. Everybody, get as far away from the plate as you can.
Do you guys know the relief pitcher rules?
Do anything.
Okay. No.
Nothing but fastballs.
I have inside information. When a relief pitcher faces a relief pitcher in a major
nothing but fastballs,
game,
right?
Yeah. You're only allowed to throw fastballs. Yeah. And when Santiago Garcia came to plate, that guy could not throw
It's not even an unwritten rule, right? It's totally written somewhere.
Have you read baseball codes?
Baseball codes?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Is it like up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right?
Super NES. Like, yeah.
Well, that was for what? Sonic
really
1.
Konami
that was
Hills.
For Contra.
Contra.
Oh. 30 lives. Oh. Yeah. Oh, old school.
It was,
Chad knows what I'm talking about.
We've been trying to de-nerdify this for the last 2 hours.
Yeah, that's just bad. Yeah, there's
Chad knows what I'm talking
layers
about.
Layers of the onion.
I didn't answer
your
favorite
right
giant.
It's probably not very good.
I'm peeling layers.
Tell me
right
if you agree with this. I would have said that Matt Cain was my favorite giant until I met him.
Yeah?
What?
Interesting.
Oh, pray tell.
What did he do? Did he kill your father or something? What happened?
Yeah.
Like, that
body odor?
Did he run over your OBP? I mean...
What's wrong with Matt Cain?
Did he give you like a too firm of a handshake?
He doesn't
he
like puppies.
Shake my hand.
Oh, really?
Like he shook my hand.
That's why, right? He didn't shake your hand.
I shook Matt Cain's hand.
Oh, you mean the first time when we bothered him.
Yeah, when he bothered him.
Did he go like up high, down low, too slow?
You're like, oh, what a jerk.
Yeah, we had to try
to
do
the
guy who's pitching that day.
I made that mistake. That was my bad.
He's in his game. He's got his game face on.
So what don't you like about Matt Cain?
I don't know. I got a vibe.
Yeah?
Matt's vibe.
But he's such a like... reserved guy anyway. I
when
feel like he wouldn't
media,
come across
Danny,
as like...
Don't worry about how guys act around the media.
Yeah, they hate you.
Yeah,
just
you were,
assume they hate you.
Just face it.
He's in a contract negotiation right now. This
you weren't a fan that day.
He's stressed,
career,
man.
He's had to worry about
stressed
a huge
out.
Contract that affects his future with his wife
I guess
and
that's
his
true.
Potential family.
Well, okay. A month ago, I would have said hands down Matt Cain because when he wins... He like credits his teammates. When he loses, he blames it on himself. He's everything an ace should be. But he doesn't take the credit for being the ace. He's a leader, but doesn't say he's a leader. I mean, he's everything the longest tenured player should be.
It's just ridiculous that he's 28.
He's everything. Yeah,
it's ridiculous that he's
saying
younger.
Something there,
he's younger than Chip Lindsey.
He's like JT Snow, but good at what he is.
You know, he doesn't
like,
draw attention.
Don't talk.
Well, JT Snow's good at his position.
He doesn't draw attention to himself because he just doesn't want it. He just wants to pitch.
Sure.
He wants to earn a lot of money, but that's okay. But like, I love Matt Cain.
All right.
But you don't anymore. That's what you
Well, no, I think
say.
He just talked himself back into loving Matt Cain. I think is what
it's
happened.
It's not hard. Yeah. It's not hard.
But I don't know. The bromance might be over here.
You're like, wait a minute. Hold on. It is Matt Cain, actually.
It's a difficult relationship. He asked Chris Stewart about
it's back
bromance.
To Matt Cain.
I asked Eli Whiteside if he was jealous of him.
And Eli Whiteside. Eli Whiteside, of course, had no answer to that. Because what do you say?
All I want to say is I asked a question to a ball player that he had no answer for. Boom.
Uh-oh.
Victory.
Okay, so I heard that, and he seemed pretty either bored or stunned.
Yes.
Or...
He was a bored dick. Eli Whiteside was a dick.
Wow.
He was a complete dick.
No, he just didn't have anything to say.
He had a horrible look on his face from the start of our interview.
Yeah, like, why is this guy asking us about
Stewart's
romance?
Stewart is awesome.
Yeah.
Stewart is awesome.
He was pretty engaging.
Okay,
guys.
And we're back!
All right, so we don't know exactly what happened when we left off. But we'll splice
but
this together.
A round of
something
shots.
About outfielders.
And then shots came.
Anymore, enjoy your shots, everyone.
And then
shots
came.
I won this money in Vegas just
now. We are now officially, the word is, we are going to head over to KNBR after this.
All right.
And
knock on the doors.
Trash that place.
In.
We're also currently listening to Death Cab for Cutie, one of my favorite bands of all time.
Mm.
I'm not listening.
All right. Ben, we need an explanation.
Well for a 40-year-old.
Okay, so here we are.
Practice, young man.
Yeah.
Practice.
I don't this guy's been at it for longer than you have.
Chad, let's toe for toe.
Toe. Ben.
I've been legal to drink for 3 years.
We need... How old are you guys? Are you guys that young?
I'm 25.
We never got your answer anyway.
24 and 25?
I'm 24. I turned 25 in May.
Wow.
So I'm next behind that.
How old are you guys?
I'm 32.
Ben, you're old, but you're Asian, so you'll
No, Ben is young. Ben is a young man.
I'm going to look younger than all of you until I'm about 57, and
it's true.
I am.
Ben is an Asian baby, actually,
I'm
for everybody who doesn't know.
What? I'm turning 28 in May.
So. You're older than I thought.
I get that.
Guy's got the dance moves of
a
19-year-old,
You're older
though.
Than Tim Lincecum.
Yeah,
that's true.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, you smoke more weed.
So we can go off mic if you guys want, but like, I'm curious. Well, you guys all have day jobs, right? What do you do?
Well, he's a marine biologist.
Whoa!
And that's actually true.
A marine biologist?
I'm not George Costanza, okay?
He was 60 foot high if he was an inch.
I reached into that blowhole.
Pulled out
the instructions.
Out of a giant fish mammal.
Ben,
is that a title?
That makes me feel good.
Ben fixes Apple products.
Yeah, you work at the Apple store, right?
Yeah, and I used
to. You're a genius.
He's a genius.
That's what my mother would tell you.
Yeah.
Are you Jewish?
I work at Podomatic.com. Yes. He is.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I heard that.
Yeah.
I'm both.
I work at Podomatic.com, and what do you guys do?
I'm Thomas Todd, and I drive a taxi.
All right.
Hi, Thomas Todd.
Wait, a taxi in Santa Cruz?
I love that. I also deliver pizza.
So what do? You take people from the beach to where?
Mostly I take them from
a different
the bar.
A different part of the beach.
I take them from the bar.
Down the beach.
From the bar to the beach.
There you go.
You get the bar
and
closes,
back.
And then you go to the beach.
There you go.
Then you
That's
get
what
kicked
I do.
Out of the beach, and then I take you home.
All right. And what about
awesome.
You?
I'm a paralegal.
Wow.
Oh, paralegal.
I work at an immigration law office, so I'm part of the problem.
Not the solution.
So Danny and Chad combined win the award for better jobs than the rest of us.
I don't know, man. I like my job.
I'm into it.
I guess podcastia.com is listening, right?
Yeah. Podomatic.com.
Podcastia is definitely
podcastia.
listening.
Podcastia.com will soon be taking over Podomatic.
The merger.
I'm also, though, a student, though, so I mean.
Whereabouts?
I go to San Francisco State.
I'm a student
my
of
dad
the game.
My dad teaches there.
What?
I'm a student of the game.
What does he teach?
He teaches film in the grad program.
Really? No.
Yeah.
No
Bill
shit.
Bill is our biggest fan.
Yeah, he is.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
All right.
Our dad.
I dig that. I should walk into. I'm a Becca major broadcasting.
He doesn't listen to your show.
But broadcasting and cinema are in the same building.
Undergrad or major?
I'm undergrad. Yeah.
They're not.
So, but I mean, no, yeah, creative arts building. This whole cinema program's in there.
The Fine Arts Building over down.
Dude, we are making every SF State fan excited
right
now.
I was gonna say that small demographic is just.
We can
totally
agree. We can agree
right
on
now.
Go Gators.
Yeah, absolutely.
And banana slugs.
Purple and gold, baby.
I'm a banana slug too.
You are?
You went to UCSC?
Yeah.
He did.
Whoa, Chad.
Intramural
so
what?
Did
intramural hacky sack.
Ashcon did too. Yeah.
Intramural hacky sack. Intramural kickball.
Yeah, Maya Rudolph. Well. One of my fraternity brothers was a hallmate of Maya Rudolph. So
that's
good
where my
a lot of stories.
What
there.
Did she taste like?
That's where my sister. No. My sister-in-law went there, and she's friends with Maya Rudolph. Uh-huh. From there.
I've just been informed we need to close our tab. So Willie Dills, bust out that plastic.
Oh yeah. Hey, so well, okay,
so,
we need to finish off.
Are we gonna move elsewhere and keep recording?
Yeah. No, we're going to finish this here.
Yeah, let's finish
Wait,
this
do you
here.
Have more over-unders for
Ben,
us?
All we need is Ben to explain Miguel Cabrera, and then I need to go, and then we're done. That's it. Yeah, and then we're done.
Why is Miguel Cabrera?
No, wait. We got to have a final prediction about them winning the West, the wild card.
Sure.
I believe that
We win it all is what we'll finish off.
Yeah, see, we don't do that.
Because you guys don't do it, but we still do it. Yeah. Ben, Miguel Cabrera.
Wow, now I feel like it's been built up so incredibly high. I mean, with Cabrera, it's one of those guys where with an offense like ours, in a situation like ours, where an impact bat like that is potentially going to make such a huge, you know, impact. I mean, when you can stack him along a couple of guys like hopefully Cabrera or like Sandoval or Belt, then he's somebody that you bring onto the roster pretty much no matter what. And first is a position that we can be a little bit more flexible with because we've got guys that can move to the outfield. You know, I mean, we have a little bit of a logjam there too, but the fact remains, you know, first base is not one of those we have to have this guy there. I would venture that Pablo is a, like, the defense he's shown at third base, we have to have him there. But with first base, we haven't had somebody really clamber in and take that role. Huff has gotten it pretty much by default because no one will give Brandon Belt enough playing time to keep it. So, I mean, with Cabrera, it's one of those things where he would come in and he would take that role. He would cement it. And in my opinion, if you have a batter of that caliber in a position where you can upgrade, not necessarily need to, but can upgrade, you take it. So that's my opinion on Cabrera.
All right.
Willie, go.
All right, so my favorite Giant, Brian Wilson.
No.
Boo.
It is.
Boo.
No, no, no. Boo Boomer. All you like.
Boomers.
Boo all you like. But the fact is, he's not only the most hated Giant, like, nationally. Everybody picks this guy as like, oh, screw that. I mean, we work with a Phillies fan who thinks this guy is the most ridiculous thing that's ever happened. Fact is, I don't care. I love this man. Besides the beard, besides the whatever, he's a fantastic pitcher who has, like, his worth ethic proves itself. The guy is a full-on athlete. He does everything he has to do to be a quality closer in the major leagues.
Walk the bases low.
And I don't give a crap what anybody says. Brian Wilson's my favorite Giant. So you can talk crap all you want, but I will not back down from that opinion. The guy that I think the Giants, if you could pluck him, contract, whatever, anything, just pluck that guy and stick him on the Giants. I take Reyes every single time.
Why would you take Reyes?
I think Reyes is the guy that fills the hole that we need the most, and he's just
injury.
He fills a spot on our DL.
Yeah, exactly.
No, no, no.
as Grant from
did we say that they have to be healthy right now, or did we say like if they're healthy, like or whatever?
Overall,
I didn't even hear that stipulation.
Comes injury concerns.
Absolutely.
How many times has Andrew McCutchen been on the DL in the last 3 years?
Well, yeah, okay. Jose Reyes, Danny and Thomas both think that I'm an idiot for picking that because of injuries.
Willie.
But
you're not an idiot.
You're not an idiot.
No.
He has hamstrings.
If healthy, fits our team and fits the hole that we need the best.
Jose Reyes, if he's healthy, is the greatest baseball player.
Absolutely, he's fantastic.
Let's be clear, you're not an idiot.
He's the Willie Mays of shortstops. If he's healthy. No, but the reason that I pick him is because I think that is the biggest hole in the team right now, as far as if we can, like, because Reyes, at his best, is also as good of a defender as Crawford is.
No, I absolutely agree.
And offensively, he gives us a leadoff hitter who has pop, who does so many amazing things. Yeah. And he, like, to me, I would love to see this kid on our team. I mean, he's...
I 100% agree with you that if healthy, Jose Reyes...
No, and you guys bring up a good point. That
healthy, Jose Reyes would be a fantastic player.
If we're Freddie Sanchez is on our team now, and if that's what, you know what I mean, it's like...
But if you could have taken the exact same deal that the Marlins signed Jose Reyes to and just the Giants took that
exact
deal...
Oh, no, I wouldn't do it.
Of course
right.
not.
No. That's the problem, and that's the same
the Marlins
reason that we're
are
talking
ridiculous. The Marlins are a ridiculous franchise, first of all. Can we just all agree on that?
They're getting a TV deal.
Yeah, but then what they do is they dismantle it as soon as they either win or don't.
Well, that's the blockbuster.
Which is
and they build a home
you
run
can
sculptor.
Win a World Series and
yeah.
dismantle.
Yeah.
I would have been happy if the Giants won a World Series and dismantled.
No.
Unfortunately, there was,
really?
There was nothing to dismantle.
No.
Because we didn't do it that
I want to win a World Series and defend it with the exact same team. That's
we
what
tried.
I want to do.
We tried that.
Well, we
yeah,
tried,
that
and then we
work.
Got busted postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like we didn't try on our own.
We're still trying to defend
still
that
still
World
trying.
Series.
All right, here we go. We're done. We're heading over KNBR right now. All right, let's finish it off.
No, not the Marlins song. No.
Is this the Scott Stapp Marlins song? God damn it.
All right,
here we go. Here we go. Why are we going to win it all? Ben.
Well, that song's not why, but...
It's close.
I gotta go with, we're gonna win it all because this pitching rotation only seems to be getting better. Vogelsong's just about healthy, and it's...
Isn't it because Chad is dying right now?
I was gonna say, it's because Chad's gonna become a martyr listening to that Marlins song and passing away right here in the middle of the public house.
Michael,
darling.
Why are we gonna win it all? Although you're a Mets fan more than a Giants fan, right?
Actually, I'm a Giants, Mets, and Twins. Actually, I like all 30 pretty much.
This is an abomination.
The Giants are going to win two reasons. One, it's not all going to come together for the D-backs this year like it did last year. Karma's going to catch up with those guys.
They have so many good players.
Stand by one.
Trevor Cahill is really fucking good.
Stand by one. And secondly, not only is Buster healthy, and whole,
for
but
now.
This is the year that Madison Baumgartner steps up big time. So I think the Giants are definitely the division winner in NL West.
I like it. I like it. Chad, hit us. Chad, why? Why
no
do we
reason,
win it all?
Just dumb luck this year. Let's go drink.
All right.
That's as good a reason as we've had. Right?
You want to know why I think we'll win
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely I do.
Because there's a second wild card.
Okay. So we squeak into the second wild card and then move our way.
I think we might make the first wild card. When you get in the playoffs, sure. Anything is possible.
No.
We're missing our last Giants pod
Thomas
guy.
Thomas says we're not going to make it.
Where's Thomas? Thomas says we're not going to win it all because he's a realist, right? That's why? Because he's a realist?
Those
all
realists.
Right. I'm going to finish us off. Here's why we win it all. Because... this is ridiculous. You know why we win it all? Because the Marlins spent way too much money on too many stupid-ass players, and they're not going to do it. The Giants basically stood pat, and we're just not going to be injured. Okay? I'm willing it to happen. I'm willing us to not
Willie's
have...
Willing it.
Yeah, Willie, where there is a will, there is a way, and we're not going to have the crazy injuries we had last year.
This
doesn't happen 2 years in a row.
This is the thing I hate in baseball, is everyone talks in like this, is that it's like... Let's say one team in the first two innings scores like 8 runs, and they're like, well, now they can't catch up, blah, blah, blah. It's like, if you could score 9 runs in 2 innings, then you could score 9 runs in 2 innings in the next 2 innings. Like,
sure.
You know, if the Giants had 2 key players go down with injuries, then there's nothing saying that's not going to happen again.
No, I get you.
Freddie Sanchez is not going to play healthy.
No, no, no. We're gonna deal. But Buster Posey was not like a thing that's just going to happen every year.
But
like,
as a
he's
result,
always going to get run over by some who the hell knows who he is guy on the Marlins.
Even if he doesn't get run over by Scott Cousins again, he's going to lose a lot of his value playing at first.
Willie Dills is holding the microphone like an East Bay rapper right now.
That's right.
Now.
That's right.
Soon you're going to hold it like Freddie Mercury and like dance with it. You know,
I'm telling
like,
you right now.
Axl Rose shit.
I'm telling you right now, the Giants are not going to. No, last year was an aberration. The amount of injuries we had just on one injury was an aberration.
2010 was an aberration. We hit more home runs than any team in the second half. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Again.
Absolutely.
No.
We also didn't face nearly the amount of injuries.
I think we're going to split the difference.
That's what I'm saying. As long as it's not what it was last year.
I think in 2012, the top offensive player on the year is not going to be Buster Posey. It's not going to be Freddie Sanchez. It's not going to be Pablo Sandoval. It's going to be someone. If they make the playoffs, it's not going to be because Freddie Sanchez is back.
Or it's going to be Emmanuel Burris. You heard it right here first.
Someone else.
Somebody completely random that we pick up in the middle of the year, like Pat Burrell, who goes completely off.
Or Brian Burris is going to end up being like the most amazing pitcher ever. Like Vogelsong.
No. It's true. There's going to be surprises. There's going to be all kinds of stuff.
Like the old.
I'm just saying.
2 new free agents, and I'm doing.
What happened last year is not
going
to happen this year. We're going to get standard injuries. We're going to get the standard stuff. We're not going to get the season-ending injury to our star player.
I think the amount of injury. I think in 2010. The fact that there were not major injuries, that's the aberration.
Exactly. We got super lucky.
We were pretty unlucky.
Who was injured in 2000? Like, it was like, oh, Huff's legs hurt.
Yeah.
That was like all it was. Oh, he can still play, but his legs hurt.
The biggest thing is that we went from Wellemeyer to Bumgarner.
No, yeah, exactly.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
If we could just upgrade like that every year, that'd be great.
So here's what we're going to do this year.
Part two.
We're going to go Zito to Burris, right? There you go.
Emmanuel Burris.
No, yeah, Emmanuel Burris.
He's going to find a place
He's going to be like, wait a minute. I'm actually a pitcher, you guys.
Really,
I didn't even know.
All right,
here we go. I'm going to close it out. I want to thank the guys from Giants Pod. Two glides.
Two glides, a glove,
and a clock bottle. I want to thank Michael from Grubby Glove for being here with us. That was fantastic. Thanks, Sammy. She was here earlier. We're heading over to KMBR right now. Thanks to her. And, of course, the TorchCast guys, Chad,
and thank
Benley.
You, Willie Dills.
Hey, I'm glad to be of service and pay $100 or so, whatever it was.
Let's throw in a shout-out for Public House. They've been great hosts. They've been really gracious, even though they're actually just about to close. And we are.
And
the
they kind of hate us now.
They might. Overcharged.
And love for Pat the Bat. Love for Pat the Bat.
No.
And love for Pat the Bat.
No! You know she doesn't
I'm
listen.
Doing it every single time. I don't care.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TorchCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TorchCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at TorchCast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.